The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years. Wow. 10 years at the blasting away at Northern California from the studios located right here at 1326 Market Street, deep in the heart of Reading. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I knew you had it.
I know. I took a breath at the wrong time. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And so what's the weather look like today, Sue?
Today, you can expect it to be sunny and a high of 75 with lows dropping down to 51. North-northwest wind 5 to 7 miles per hour. For tonight, clear. Once again, a low of 51. Tomorrow, sunny. And this will continue throughout the rest of the week with a high of 73 tomorrow, 73 for Friday, 82 for Saturday, and 87 for Sunday as lows drop down in the 50s overnight. It is mostly clear in downtown Reading. Red Bluff is 54, 52 in Anderson, 47 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 49 degrees in downtown Reading. Just remember, heavy construction starting at Dunsmuir all the way up through Mount Shasta. Expect delays. Also, near Whiskeytown Lake, expect delays. This is near the JFK Memorial Drive and slide repair just past Weaverville. Ongoing construction between Reading and Anderson. And on 44, if you're heading towards Hilltop Drive, and you know, the Mount Shasta Mall, as you come off the freeway, traffic really getting backed up there onto the freeway. And I've seen so many near misses and collisions are being reported in that vicinity. So once again, you've got to slow down, especially at I-5-2.
Are these alleged wrecks?
No, they are not alleged wrecks. They are wrecks.
Are they allegedly saying that they're alleged? These are allegedly said that there's going to be an alleged wreck there, allegedly around 9?
Okay, you totally have me on that.
Okay, right.
I know.
All right. Okay.
These are like official wrecks, so
okay.
We don't want it to happen. And there's lots of merging traffic, so be careful, especially there. And now, Carl, back to you.
Thanks. Hey, the news, the weather, and the traffic report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I've got my Shastas here. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. It's the first Wednesday of the month, and we are kicking off our new segment here with Robert Burke, who is our film critic.
Hello.
He's going to be coming in here, what is it, once a month?
What you said, once a month.
It could be more than that.
But, I'm down.
Once a month, and Robert's been doing this a long time.
Yeah, since 10 years old, I believe, was the first
time. And you're all of what now, 18?
16.
16?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I saw you over at Shasta College, and I thought... So are you going over there?
I do. I'm in the show out there, and I'm taking a course online, but I am at Shasta High School currently.
Right, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your latest? I've been hearing a lot about the Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey movie, yeah. So that just came out 2 weeks ago on September 20th. I have seen it. I enjoyed it, but I'm not really a huge fan of the Downton Abbey series, so I don't know much about it. So it was kind of going into, like, you know, a new Avengers movie and not seeing any of the previous Marvel movies. I just felt kind of lost and I didn't understand, but it was still, like, a sweet, entertaining movie, and it made tons of money for the very small budget it had.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's because everybody watched, it was like a 2 or 3 season
I think,
you know,
it was like
binge.
4 or 5.
Yeah, it was like a binge series that Linda watched every bit of it. And so, yeah, it was kind of a surprise, wasn't it, coming on that strong?
Yeah, it was. It opened to $31 million when it was projected for $15 million. So it nearly doubled. It did double its projections. A lot of people weren't expecting, you know, the series to carry that much weight, but people are obsessed with the series. They've wanted more, and they got more, and clearly people went and saw it.
Okay. Okay, what's your next one there?
So, I guess the movie I want to talk about this weekend is, there's a new movie coming out called Joker. I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
Oh, yeah. This is getting a lot. I tell you what, it's getting a whole lot of press.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix of course, is the Joker. And when I first saw the trailer for it, it wasn't clear. Because the first trailers coming out, you know, it wasn't clear that this was a Joker kind of movie, you know? I mean, do you remember that?
Yeah. There was general confusion at first because there's no Batman in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's like Batman and Joker, it's like peanut butter and jelly. They're just always together. They always have to be together to make something work. But by having the Joker stand alone, they were basically telling a completely different story from anything they've ever told before. And there's a lot of controversy surrounding the movie that it's condoning and glorifying somebody who's committing mass murder and manslaughter.
The Army put out a warning to soldiers down in Texas. I guess I don't know why Texas, but about going to the Joker. It could be danger going to this movie.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of different opinions surrounding that kind of controversy. Movies have always had violence, and in fact, Joker is inspired by Taxi Driver and The King of Comedy. Those are the two main inspirations for the movie. And you look back at Taxi Driver, and that was about it's debatable whether or not you want to call him a horrible person, but he murdered people in that movie. There was a lot of blood and a lot of gore, and that was coming from the
protagonist. But he selectively murdered people, if I remember that.
That's
right.
That's true. That's
he went after the people that had some kind of impact on the young prostitute's life, and he as opposed to just wanton killing.
Right. And from what I understand, the main motivation in the Joker movie is that it's trying to make a statement on our current treatment of homeless people in America and our current treatment of people with mental illness and how they feel trapped and nothing's being done for them. So it's not like there's violence without a reason. There is reason for it, but it is generating a lot of controversy because a lot of people think that it's too much and it's glorifying that violence.
So what did you think of – you haven't seen it yet, though.
I have not.
It's getting some really strong reviews.
Yeah, it opened at the Venice International Film Festival, which is super prestigious. Mm-hmm. I think it's something like 50% of the American films that have won the top award there have won on to win Best Picture, and like 95% have went on to be nominated for Best Picture. And Joker won that award at the Venice International Film Festival. It won their top honor. And it's a lot of people said that it's because of the statement it's making and that it's pushing the comic book genre in a mm-hmm. totally different direction.
And it's a dark movie.
Yeah.
So it's not something you want to take the kids to thinking that, it's going to be like a Batman and Robin, because as you pointed out, Batman's nowhere in here.
And Robin isn't either. And there's the only, you know, semblance of any sort of former Batman is like the Arkham Asylum that's in it. You know, you saw that in previous Batman movies, and this time around, it's there, but that's really only the blueprints and very basic foundation for what Batman is in this movie. It's really its own standalone thing. And the movie is also rated R. So it is, and it's rare that you get R-rated comic book movies. The first one was Deadpool back in 2016, or not the first one, but the first really big one, and it opened to $135 million, and people were saying that R-rated movies can absolutely work, R-rated comic book movies, and they're testing that out outside of Deadpool with Joker. And so far, projections, with the controversy, it's projected to make about $100 million, and it's looking to be a huge financial success.
Well, you know, it's getting a lot of press. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's your next one here?
Do you just want me to talk about upcoming movies? Or
have you heard of Rocky, or not Rocky, First Blood, Rambo Last Blood. Okay, got me. Okay, there's Rocky and so many. Yeah, Rambo Last Blood. Have you heard about this one?
Yes, I went and saw it.
Oh, you saw it. Okay.
Opening night with my dad. My dad's a huge fan of Rambo, so he was really looking forward to it. And I will say that my dad, who is a big fan of Rambo, loved every single movie, and me, I have not seen a single one. We both hated this movie.
Hated this movie?
Yeah.
How come?
Very poorly made, and for being a movie with last in the title, being a last blood type mm-hmm. of movie, there's really not a sense of finality at all. It honestly, it feels like another television episode in, like, the Rambo television series. And that's obviously, like, you know, it's not a thing. But that's kind of the energy that it gives off, because there's no – huge finality to this. It's not like it wraps up Rambo's story super well. And I just ended up leaving the theater kind of disappointed that there was no real conclusion to his story, that where he was at the start of the story was basically where he was at the end. Just, you know, some people died on the way there.
Some.
Mm-hmm. A lot, yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So you didn't feel like it was a finality there.
No, it really did feel like the writers and directors and everybody involved in making the film weren't really striving for that. It felt like they were just striving for another.
How could they have ended it so it was last blood? Killing?
I mean, maybe kill him, maybe put him in a place where he's not going to kill other people. I think that the best way to conclude a movie franchise like that is to bring back things from previous movies. And if you bring back things from previous movies, it's like the lead character is facing their past, and by facing their past and overcoming it, they're becoming a better version of themselves, and there needs to be some sort of big arc in the story so that at the end, the character is a different person and a person that we are fine leaving behind. And that's not what Rambo did. I mean, obviously, it's Rambo, so it's not like there's going to be a huge character arc, but there's a difference between huge character arc and absolutely no difference in a character from start to finish. And you need to see.
He was on his
different.
Rocking chair in the morning, right? Did
right.
he start off? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't on his rock. Was he on his rocking chair at the end?
Yes.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. So you're right. There's been. I like what you said. You know, mm-hmm. if you're confronting things from your past, but at the end, if it says last blood, it should be something. He doesn't have to die.
Right.
But it should be something that he, you know, there's got to be a big transition, some kind of a. You said arc, but there's got to be some kind of a movement that, or some kind of a revelation. That things have changed.
Right, and this movie doesn't have any of that.
Okay. Well, you know, thank you so much for being here with us today. And we've got to make this, of course, on a regular basis that you're coming in and speaking. So Joker is one you're going to go see.
Yeah.
And then the
Downton Abbey,
which is a huge surprise because so many people want to see that. In fact, it rated number one. And then you have seen Rambo Last Blood, and you're saying if it was on your list of what do you give them? I mean, is it five fingers or four fingers?
I usually rank out of 10, and Rambo, I think I gave a 2.5 out of 10.
2.5.
And Downton Abbey, I believe I gave it 6 out of 10.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank
Robert.
You for having
and,
me.
And are you saying sir to your dad all the time now, practicing?
Yeah, because of a Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men, which is coming up very soon. And Robert Zemeckis playing, which part do you play?
Lance Corporal Harold W. Dawson.
Harold W. Dawson. Okay, Ray, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep Number, when you think about it, this is fall. It's starting to get cooler. Maybe you can sleep better, but maybe you're not. Well, maybe it's because of your mattress. Well, Sleep Number has been rated the number one mattress in America by J.D. Powers. Not only that, you can adjust either side of your bed so you can sleep on the firmness that you want and not your partner. So that you can compromise in life, but you don't have to compromise in the level of firmness in your bed. Also, with the Sleep Number 360, as you move through the night, it adjusts to you. So you can always have a great night's sleep. It's the partner of the NFL, and more than 1,800 NFL players are now sleeping on Sleep Number, improving their games. So you'd like to improve your game or improve your kids' games, get a Sleep Number bed. Right now, if you go on down, they're having a sale on this Queen Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. It's now $1,399. It's a great deal, but you have to go on down to the Target Shopping Center and go over to the Sleep Number store. Go in there. Lay on the bed. See what difference it can make in your sleep. We'll be right back after these messages. Call on the bot. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Planning an event? Double date? Girls' night? Overtime? Inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime. Turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
With the gold market at a six-year high, you may have hundreds to thousands of dollars or more hidden away. For over 30 years, the Gold Mart has served the North State with free, honest, no-pressure appraisals of your coins, jewelry, diamonds, or broken gold. Whether you're looking to purchase or sell gold and silver bullion, or you have jewelry, gold, platinum, and diamonds, the Gold Mart is your answer. Open 6 days a week. No appointments necessary. See the business with the reputation of Redding's best gold and silver dealer. The Gold Mart, 1191 Hilltop Drive, Redding, across from Country Kitchen.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 10 years, your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:23. It's about 47 degrees, going up to 76 today, I believe. It's going to be a great day. So many things going on. Let's go through them. Black and White Boondocker Ball, Dinner Dance and Costume Contest this Saturday, October 5th. If you, it's going to be at the VFW Hall. If you're looking to go, we have a ticket or two for people to be able to go to that. Just give us a call, 605-4567. Live music, buffet dinner, live auction. It's about, it's a $35 ticket. We've got two of them we can hand out to you. For the Black and White Boondocker Ball for the Northern California Heritage Museum and, Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Then Breakfast with Badges and Bears this Friday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Black Bear Diner. You're going to be served by the Redding Police, the California Highway Patrol, CAL FIRE, Anderson Police, and the County Sheriffs. And from dinner, or the diner will match, Black Bear Diner will match donated tips up to $500 plus give 20% of sales to the Shasta family, YMCA. The Seroptimus International of Redding's 22nd Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Lunch is going to be this Friday at Wind River. Lunches from 11:30 to 1, tickets $40. Advanced sale only. So for more information, call 227-0251. They're going to have Kara Skaffelstad, founder of Fighting Pretty, as their guest speaker. Survivor and a winner against breast cancer. And Turtle Bay is having their plant fall plant sale on drought-tolerant plants. That one snuck in here on me. It's going to be its 13th annual one, and that's going to be October 5th. 35% off from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 25% off. The 35% off is for members only, but then public can get just a 25% off. Okay. I didn't want – so many things going on.
There are so many things. I'm busy all week, and I know tomorrow is going to be your very busy day.
Yeah. I don't think that – I don't think I got everything there, but guess what? You know, I told Sue, I said, Sue, I missed the, it's National Pancake Day. And I missed it was National Hunting and Fishing Day. So, Sue, every day, get me a list of which kind of day it is. So, she has brought me in today. You're not, today is National Fried Scallops Day. This is National Name Your Car Day. What's your car's name?
Bufonda.
Bufonda?
Bufonda. It means scarf.
My truck has got a hyphenated name. No, I love my truck. I mean, you know what? My Ford F-150. And as all my friends say, your truck's beautiful, man. It's paid off. Yeah. Now, it's also National Pumpkin Seed Day, National Walk to School Day, National Coffee with a Cop Day. Okay, now we're going to do that on Friday down at the Black Bear Diner. You have a cup of coffee with the police officer. And National Produce Misting Day.
The fact that
where do they come up with these things?
Somebody had too much time on their hands.
Produce Misting Day? I can actually get into National Pumpkin Seed Day, National Coffee with a Cop Day. I just can't get into your Fried Scallops Day, Name Your Car Day. Oh, National Walk to School Day. Now, this is cool.
It is.
Yeah. You know, first of all, if everybody walked to school, you could just think of everything that would help the environment. And all the people that are, you know, wanting for me to stop driving my truck, I think that they should, if they're in school, they should go without air conditioning for 3 out of 5 days of every, you know, air conditioning or heat in the schools for 3 out of 5 days.
There you go.
And they should always bring their lunch to school. Think of all the energy they could save. Okay. Yesterday, the Board of Supervisors voting 5-0. Condemned the move of the Wind River, the proposed move from the Rainy Rancheria for new casino construction, 5-0. They sent a letter to the BIA. And, you know, they came up with things like, green areas, traffic, urban sprawl. But those weren't the real ones. Les Baugh hit it. Les Baugh has probably been the only one that really put it in words. No property taxes, no hotel taxes, no taxes coming to the county. It's a money thing. This whole thing has been a money thing from the very beginning. It got Adam McElvain and it got Mike DeCosto. DeQuisto, sorry. Mike DeQuisto. I'm having a day today. Michael DeQuisto, they got upset because they were going to pull the Hilton Hotel and the Mini Mart and put that into the land so that they wouldn't have to pay taxes on that. This whole thing is money, my friends. Everybody understands this, right? The whole thing is money. I guess Rainy Rancheria should be really consider themselves lucky, though, that this city council and this board of supervisors were not present when the original plans for the casino were brought up. Or they would still be just having bingo on Saturdays because it's the same things that was from back then. There's no difference. So the only difference really is that now they learned how much money that they can get out of it, and they're not going to get money. So let's oppose it for that reason. Yeah, you can say the urban sprawl, you can say the traffic, but Les Baugh brought it right down to what it was. You know what? We're paying. We have our sheriff's officers out there. Oh, yeah, you gave us a paltry $1.5 million over the last several years. Yeah, you provided a district attorney for us. This. But that's paltry considering all the money that's being played out here. I don't want this to sound like it's just mercenary. But it gets down to it. It's money. And he finally, Les, finally came out and said it. This whole thing's about money. Oh, yeah, there's ancillary parts to it. There's collateral parts to it. But the bottom line is, it's money. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center, with them, it's about their patients. Emergency room, they put in new technology. They brought in extra doctors and nurses to make sure you don't stay in the emergency room for hours. You're seeing all the patients are being seen in 30 minutes or less, and many, many evenings it's 20 minutes or less at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Why? Because they care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. 7:31 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, going up to 77 today. We'll be right back.
Your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio for the past 10 years, and hopefully for the next 10 years, just, you know, bring your kids in and all that. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning, and it's 47 degrees out there, going up to 70, it looks like 74, 75 today. It's going to be a beautiful day, all sunshiny and all that, and weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here in Redding, California, by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. And his every one of his instructors are NRA instructors, and they teach classes in not just CCW, but advanced pistol, defense of your home, unarmed combat, all of these, all under Northern Firearms Instruction. Look up usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. I'm in here, and I've got to watch myself because I'm in here with Bethany Rao from Cascade Theater, and she has red hair, and she's already said to me, don't make a ginger snap. And I went, oh, my God. And so I'm kind of like sitting back here away on the opposite side of the table here. But Bethany's in charge of marketing for our Cascade Theater, and you've got so many great things happening, including this one gentleman that's coming. Who plays a ukulele.
Plays a ukulele.
But he plays it like a rock star.
He is absolutely amazing. Jake Shima Bukuro. I'm hoping I'm not butchering that. But he comes every couple of years or so to the Cascade and is definitely a Cascade favorite. His shows are energetic. And some of the songs I've seen him play, I would never imagine a ukulele.
Does he have a backup man with him and
usually,
all that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he plays the ukulele. It's not like the kind you hear in old bad movies. No, it's
correct.
Not like that.
No.
No, this guy rocks with the ukulele.
He does. One of the videos we've actually posted to our Facebook is him playing Bohemian Rhapsody with a ukulele, and it is just mind-blowing. So his shows are a lot of fun. We're excited to have him back coming October 18th.
Wow. Okay, and we've got a couple of tickets for this guy, if you're interested in it, because this is usually sold out, so we have a couple of tickets for Greg, the ukulele player. He's the uke. Okay, you hear about rock gods. So he's like the uke god.
There you go.
I mean, there's nobody else like him, really, anywhere.
There's not. He's definitely kind of one of a kind. It's really funny hearing his background, how he got started.
Do you have one of those? All right. Wow. That's a uke. And you can't.
That's a uke.
Wow.
He got started by a friend capturing him playing a song, and he posted it to YouTube, and at that point, Jake says he doesn't even know what YouTube was, and by the time he went and saw the video, it had already gone viral, and that's kind of how he got his start, so.
Wow. I mean, is he from Hawaii?
I believe so.
Okay. I mean, that's usually because, but I've never heard anybody play. I mean, I lived in Hawaii for 3 years. I tried to avoid ukuleles, but if I'd heard of him, I think I would have been more than happy to go, so if you're looking for tickets to go see Greg. We have a couple of them right here. Okay, 605-4567. I saw the phones ringing. Okay, what else we have going here?
Okay, next after Jake, we have Viva Momix. And this is one of those shows that if you like dance, if you're a dancer, if you appreciate dance, it's one of those shows that you need to see at least once in your life. A mix of dance, aerobics, illusion. Go check out some of their videos on YouTube. It is absolutely amazing what they do.
So it's more than just dance then.
It really is.
Aerobics?
There's aerobics. I mean, these people
are... Is it gymnastics? And
gymnastics. It's a mix of it all. And their shows are absolutely stunning.
Wow.
So it's one of those you definitely need to see at least once. Say you've seen it and really be in awe.
Okay. I wish I could, I'm trying to picture it. How many people are we talking about here? I mean, is it like...
Well, some of their, it's different performances, and some of them, I was watching one video where it's just a guy on a table and doing various things, and then there's groups of some of them with like four or five on stage, so it's a big troupe. And
it's a big troupe, it's 20, 25 people that come in and doing things, right?
Yeah, kind of like when we have the acrobats there,
oh, yeah.
You know, you have some groups that are smaller, some that are bigger, doing various performances.
Do we have tickets for them?
We do. I brought some to give away.
We have tickets for, what's it called now?
Viva Momix.
Momix. Now, this sounds like another, you know what? Okay, there's two in a row that I want to go to. All right. And usually Linda is dragging me. I mean, and she has, but every time she's gotten me down to the Cascade, I have halfway through it, I go, okay, I made a mistake. I made a mistake in not wanting to come to these. I mean, everything that I've seen down at Cascade. The only time, okay, and I'll just say this because, you know, in the vein of like, yeah, last time I saw Chris Christopherson, he was having a few problems.
Yes.
He's up there now.
He's getting up there, yeah.
But he's been such a, you know, this guy's been such a star. And just being around him is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so laid back. I mean, it's like, hey, there's a fire on stage. Yeah, it's okay, man. I'll just play this next song, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Well, and what he did for us right after the car fire was absolutely,
you know what,
amazing.
This was the time before that I saw, and I tell you what, this is the kind of guy that he liked Redding so much. Now I feel really bad for saying that he wasn't being able, you know, but he's always sang. His method of singing has been quite, it's his own way. It's his voice.
It's
kind of gravelly,
yeah.
And it's never been, you know, it's never been smooth.
Yeah.
But he puts his emotion in it. He writes these songs, and he came out for that car fire and raised money.
Raised a lot of money.
And he just donated it.
Yeah, he donated all of his time. Everyone that was there, they donated some signed guitars to auction away.
Wow.
I mean, the whole event was really
good
special.
Good guy.
Really good guy.
Have you seen him in any movies?
I have.
What's your favorite?
Oh, gosh, I don't.
Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
He was good in that.
Yeah.
He was. I think he captured, I think, the essence, I mean, of the bad guy.
Yeah, it's funny when I, you know, talk about, when talking to someone about his show happening back when it did, and some people go, oh, he sings? And then you mention he acts, and some people go, oh, he acts? You know, it's like some people either know him for one or the other, not necessarily knowing he does both.
Okay, you can pick these tickets up right here at Free Fire, at our studios and our offices down here at 1326 Market Street. We also have tickets for Via Momix.
Viva Momix. I have three pairs here.
Okay, so we've got three pairs of tickets for Viva Momix.
Viva Momix.
And this is the dancing, gymnastics, aerobics, and they tour throughout the United States all the time, too. And so we have tickets for that, too, at 605-4567. We've got three sets of two. You've got so many great things happening here. So,
we do.
So let me take a break here, and then we'll come back and we'll finish up on the different shows that are coming on. And yeah, we have tickets for people here too. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We had friends, lost their fire insurance because they live up in Sunset Terrace. Mm-hmm. And though their house wasn't touched by the fire, you know, the fire did go through there. So their insurance company said, well, we're not going to renew your insurance. So when they called and they said, do you have any ideas? I said, sure did. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And they called down there, and not only did they get their home insurance, they switched every insurance they had, business, cars, everything, over to Maxwell Insurance and Financial, which should tell you something. Great deals. people that care, people that are going to stand there by you. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Give Judy or one of her great people there a call at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Find out why people are going to Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 7:45 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, going up to 74 today. It's going to be a beautiful day here on the 2nd of October, 2019. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
It's old, it's broken, and it's out of date, and worth a lot of money. More than likely, you have gold jewelry items sitting in a drawer or jewelry box that's worth a lot more than you think. At the Gold Mart, our trained expert buyers inspect, identify, and evaluate all sorts of salvageable gold items for free. You're assured of a fair offer and immediate payment with no pressure or hassle. We make selling or trading your old unwanted jewelry and coin collection items a fast and easy experience. A trusted Reading business since 1985. The Gold Mart, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. For 10 years, it's been your talk radio, and we're going to continue on here with the wonderful support we have from our community and our advertisers, one of which is Home Helpers, who's been with us the whole 10 years. Home Helpers, many of our advertisers, as I'm reading here, have been with us for the whole 10 years. And Home Helpers is one of them. She's been in the business over 15 years, been voted best in the North State so many times, I can't even remember how many times. for helping care for you and your loved ones, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, several days a week or every day. It's Home Helpers. Sharon's going to come over to your home, find out what works for you, and she provides some of the best trained people to help you during your times of need that you're ever going to find. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call Reading Home Helpers at 226-8350. Remember, there is no place like home. I'm here with Bethany Rao, and from the Cascade Theater. Hey, I'd like to tell everybody, we have our new website's coming up today also. At some point today, I talked to our web guy yesterday. It's totally different than the one we have now. It actually works. Chat, all you people out there in the chat room, you're going to love it. The only thing you have to do is click on chat, and you are in the fight right then. You don't have to fill out anything. You're anonymous, so you can say those things that you always want to say. plus, we have news and how the news everybody goes, well, you know, a lot of people just look at one side of the news, you know. Well, we've got every news outlet that you can imagine on our page, so you can just click on different stories, plus so many other things in there. Anyway, I'm like I said, Bethany's here, and we're talking about what's going on at the Cascade. They've got a lot of things. Hey, by the way, let's go back to Viva Momex again. Yeah. Sue told us during a break, she said, you know, when I saw this, she says, it's I had one impression, but she said, this is like Cirque du Soleil. This is a Cirque du Soleil type show. So you're going to have a lot of things to see there. And like I said, we still have a set of tickets at 605-4567. And when's that going to be?
That is October 30th.
October 30th. So it's the day before Halloween, so you can go down there in your costume and kind of like practice for Halloween, but you can go down and see a great show. Okay, who's next?
Well, we're going to start off November with a bang.
Okay.
With Bill Engvall.
Bill Engvall.
Bill Engvall. Some great comedy.
Here's your sign.
Here's your sign.
You know, isn't it amazing? I saw a Ron White on TV the other night, you know, on one of his taped shows, and he talked about how much he owed Jeff Foxworthy. You know, Jeff Foxworthy, people don't know this, has sold more comedy albums than anybody. But he talked about how they all get together, and afterwards they go out. And can you imagine sitting next to a table or at a table where Bill Engvall, Ron White, Jeff Foxworthy, and Larry the Cable Guy are all sitting? I mean, this would be, I mean,
pee in your pants,
funny. So, and when's he going to be here?
He's going to be here November 2nd, and we have two shows, one at 6:30 and one at 9. So if you're an early bird or a night owl, we got two showings. So.
And that's going to be on November 1st.
November 2nd. Saturday November night, 2nd. Too. Perfect
that's
night.
Be great.
Yeah.
November 2nd going down, and this guy is, I mean, there's no surprises either. I mean, his material is new, but it's the same kind of material that the things that you've always loved to listen to this guy.
Yeah.
And he's been on TV. He's been in movies. He was in one movie that had to do with a bass fishing tournament. I don't know why I watched it, but it was just all him. I mean, you know, the story around there and, you know, anyway. But he's done it all, and he's good. Got any tickets for that one? No?
I could.
Could you,
yeah.
Can you score me? Can you score me a couple tickets for Bill Engvall?
I can, yeah.
Okay. So if you call now at 605-4567, you're going to get two tickets.
Let me know if you want 6:30 or 9 o'clock. We'll make it happen.
And we'll make it happen. So yes. Just say which show you want to see, the 6:30 or the 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. A lot of people are in bed, but if you want to go to that 9 o'clock, you know, you can just sit there and just roll around. Listening to this guy. 605-4567 for a pair of tickets to Bill. Okay.
After him, we have an illusionist magician, Vitaly. Not a huge name, but his stuff is really good. So that is November 7th. Check him out. You know, look him up. It's going to be a really, really fun show.
Okay. So the phones are just ringing away here. Good. Okay. Now, I like magicians. You know, on America's Got Talent. They always have a couple magicians that are just, in fact, one of them, I think, won, you know, the whole enchilada one
yeah.
year. I mean, it's, the stuff they're doing nowadays yeah. is just so phenomenal. It's not like, oh, see the coin disappear? or the elephant disappear. I mean, that's easy compared to the things that they're doing now.
Yeah.
And so it's always good. You know, I always like sitting there thinking to myself, if I was sitting on the other side of this, you know, on the other side of the room, I could see how you did that. But guess what? No. No, you can't see.
Well,
okay.
This feller, I don't know if y'all know the Penn and Teller show, Fool Us, but he was actually on their show and actually fooled them. They couldn't even.
Oh, is that right?
So
I saw a couple of those, you know, some of them they figured out. Others, they just had no idea how the person did it, you know.
Yep.
And they've been around this a long time. Oh,
yes.
So he's one of those.
He's
huh?
one of those that fooled them. So
okay.
He's going to be here November 7th. It's going to be a really fun show.
Okay, November 7th.
Yes.
Getting close to the Marine Corps birthday.
Hey.
Which it itself is a, when it in itself is an event, too. But we don't. Well, we sell tickets to that, too. So if you want to go to the Marine Corps birthday, they're $35 a ticket, and you can go there and watch just a great ceremony honoring the United States Marine Corps, our country, our heroes, all of this. Also, but that's November 10th. So do you have something November 10th?
No.
Good.
No.
So Cascade Theater can come on down to the Marine Corps birthday ball at the Wind River Casino. Okay. What else we have?
Well, this is something we are really excited about at the Cascade Theater. We have our Cascade Christmas show every year. We've been doing it. This is our 15th year anniversary. And this year, the rights for Elf the Musical were released for a limited availability, one-time type of deal. Mm-hmm. And so Cascade Christmas is going to be presenting Elf the Musical this year. We just recently announced the cast. It is going to be so much fun.
Okay, so instead of the regular Cascade Christmas, it's going to be Elf.
It's going to be Elf.
Which is really funny.
It's great, and this gives us time to work on a really good story because we write the story in-house. We have somebody that writes the story for us every year, so this gives us a whole, you know, year to work on something really good for next year.
Janice, you won the Bill Engvall tickets for, she wants the 9 p.m. show. Because I think she says he'll be, you know, he'll probably be a little more
warmed up,
a little more, maybe a little more risque. You never can tell with this guy. Okay, and Seth, you won the Uke tickets. And both of these can be picked up right here at 1326 Market Street. And how do you want me to do the Bill Engvall tickets?
I can either bring some down for you or we can have them at the box office. I can get them set up there.
Why don't Janice, just pick those up at the box office.
Yeah.
If there's any questions, just give us a call here. Okay. All right. So what's next? We've got, two minutes. So go for it.
Well, I have a family four-pack for Elf the Musical we'd like to give away. We are so excited about that.
Okay, a family four-pack for Elf the Musical. That's going to be on?
It opens the Friday after Thanksgiving, and it runs that weekend and the next weekend. So these four tickets are for any show opening weekend. So you can pick whether Friday night, Saturday evening, or matinee, or Sunday matinee.
There you go. A four-pack for a family, 605-4567. Take your kids. Take your, take your parents to it, whatever. Okay, Elf the Musical. And so it's a little bit different that, not having the regular Cascade Christmas, but this is going to be, sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and Cascade Christmas is still around. It's going to be back.
It's not going
anywhere.
Well, you've had a transition in people. A lot of people that have been involved with Cascade Christmas have, they've moved, and other things like this. So it takes a while this is not something you can just put together in a weekend.
This is a year long thing. Yes.
But Elf, you know what? Elf the Musical is going to be, if you don't know what that is, it's about a young man.
Buddy the Elf.
Yeah. Okay. Vima. Okay. I got all types of tickets. Okay. The Elf four pack goes to Michelle. And you can pick those up right down here, Michelle, at 1326 Market Street. And, Joan, you got the Viva Momex tickets. So
that's great. Congrats.
So thank you so much. And we've got a run here. So we've been here with Bethany Ralph, who is from Cascade Theater. And so many great things coming.
So many great things.
And thanks for bringing all these tickets in
for
everybody. Okay. Hey, when we get back, we're going to be talking with Reading Police Department.
Rock and roll, the deep end. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Every day it's something else, and today, multiple developments as the presidential impeachment drama unfolds. Now, Secretary of State Pompeo acknowledges that he was on the line as President Trump had that phone conversation with Ukraine's president.
Pompeo says he was listening when President Trump spoke with Ukraine's new leader in July.
I was on the phone call.
Where the president urged Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and family. Pompeo is under growing pressure from Democrats in the impeachment probe and is resisting their demands for information from State Department officials.
We won't tolerate folks on Capitol Hill bullying, intimidating State Department employees. That's unacceptable.
House investigators say it would be illegal for Pompeo to keep those officials from talking to Congress. The State Department's watchdog is expected to brief congressional staff today on the Ukraine requests. Amid an impeachment probe, the president is now calling a coup. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And the State Department's Inspector General is requesting an urgent meeting with staff from at least half dozen House and Senate committees.
Few details of the meeting have been released, but what we do know is that the Inspector General, Steve Linick, is expected to meet with staff from both the House and Senate. So it goes beyond just the half dozen House committees conducting the impeachment inquiry.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Heart surgery taking Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders off the campaign trail for now. His campaign tells The Hill a senator from Vermont has had two stents successfully inserted after a blockage was found in one of his arteries. Wall Street seeing some of its biggest losses in more than a month as a dismal report on manufacturing continues to fuel a major stock market sell-off. Right now, the Dow down 428 points, a loss of more than 1.5%. The S&P is off 46 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's long-awaited pre-indictment hearing is underway. His lawyers arrived today at the Justice Ministry in Jerusalem, arguing that pending corruption charges against him should be dropped.
The 4 days of hearings, which will decide whether he is to be charged, are taking place in front of his former political ally, now Israel's chief prosecutor, Avichai Mandelblit. They start with the most serious claim, that of bribery, that Mr. Netanyahu helped push through a merger between two media companies in return for favourable news coverage from one of their websites. Later hearings will involve allegations Mr. Netanyahu received a supply line of pink champagne and cigars in return for favours for a wealthy friend. He has categorically denied any wrongdoing, calling the investigations a witch hunt.
That's BBC correspondent Tom Bateman. He is reporting from Jerusalem. News and analysis at townhall.com. A former congressman looking to make a comeback.
He served 22 years representing North Texas before he lost to Democrat Colin Allred in 2018. Now Republican Pete Sessions is expected to run again for Congress in 2020, but not in his former district. Prominent Republican megadonor Roy Bailey and two GOP operatives with knowledge of the decision say Sessions will run for the rural Central Texas seat of outgoing Congressman Bill Flores, one of 20 House Republicans, six from Texas, who are leaving Congress next year, and his district is considered safe for the GOP. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Google rolling out more tools for users to control their privacy settings, and now YouTube users will be able to set their search and viewing histories to auto-delete after a set period of time, and also Google Maps will soon have an incognito mode. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 423 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio for the past 10 years. Welcome aboard. 8:05 in the morning here on the 2nd of October, 2019. 48 degrees out there. But the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. What's it look like, Sue?
Today in the North Valley, you can expect sunny skies, temperatures reaching right around 75 degrees with overnight lows dropping down in the 50s to around 51. For tomorrow and the rest of the week, sunny. 73 degrees for tomorrow under sunny skies, 73 for Friday. Heading into the weekend, go ahead, make it a three-day weekend. Sunny and gorgeous, 82 for Saturday, 87 for Sunday, with overnight lows dropping down in the 50s. It's mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is currently 54 degrees. It's 52 in Anderson, 47 in the city of Shasta Lake, 50 degrees in downtown Redding. And remember, for all you travelers, heavy road construction between Redding and Anderson. Also, between Dunsmuir and all the way up to Mount Shasta. North of Weed, expect heavy construction and delays between Weed and the Oregon border. Also, on 299 West, expect delays. Also, on Highway 36 this morning, one-way traffic control from 4.7 miles west of Route 172 to 7.7 miles west of Route 172. And now, Carl, back to you.
Hey, good morning, everybody. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a local company out of Anderson, a better-known company. That one of the things they're doing is for people that have survived the car fire is if you're living out on your property while you're rebuilding, and you've got you're in there in an RV or a trailer, you've got those 7-gallon tanks, and you have to go up and down the hill and get them filled every week or every other day. Shasta Gas Propane will put a 120-gallon tank of propane up there on your site and attach it to your living quarters there, and they'll do it for free. Not going to cost you a cent, and they're going to give you a super deal on the propane. It's one of the ways that Chuck and Judy Kenny give back to our community, and they do so many things for our community over at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I'm here on National Coffee with a Cop Day with Lieutenant Captain Select Brian Barner. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you're fleeting up, as everybody does, as we call it in the military, and you fleet up to the next rank there. But you, of course, have to compete, and you go through all these tests and all that. What's it take to get to that rank of captain?
Well, to get to the rank of captain, obviously there's a selection process that we go through with the application, but I think it's, you know, through your whole career is setting yourself up and showing your leadership skills and being ready to take over and lead the Redding Police Department. And the captain's a very important role, works hand-in-hand with the new chief of police. And those they need to work together and have the same vision, the same goals, and to make sure that the department continues forward.
What does the ones, so you're kind of like his executive officer in a way, right? Or how many captains are there?
Correct. There's two captains.
Two captains.
So one for our support services division, which is our investigations, record, everything that supports the field operations division. Uh-huh. And then there's a captain for the field operations division, which is the day-to-day operations of the police department. Yes, that's what I'm doing now.
Okay, so you've taken that over. And you are a homegrown.
Correct.
Homegrown policeman.
Here. Yeah, correct. As many of our policemen are here with the Redding Police Department, went to St. Joseph's here locally and Shasta High School and Shasta College and was picked up at the young age of 20 years old and have been with the Redding Police Department for the last 23.
So, and by the way, you know, we know about the toil it takes on police officers and Brian, if I may say this, looks like he's still 23 here. You know, people may disagree with me on that, but it's what you look like. But you started with the police department earlier than age 20.
Correct. I was in high school. I started with the Explorer program. with the police department and continued on as a cadet, and was a cadet with the police department as a part-time employee, and then was able to be picked up by the police department and actually sponsored through the academy by Reading Police Department. So I grew up in a law enforcement family. My uncle and my dad were both policemen, so it's in our blood. And
in the Reading area?
No.
Of different areas?
My dad worked for the sheriff's office here. I worked for Daly City prior to that. So we moved up here when I was young. He wanted to get the family out of the Bay Area and a better place for us to grow up.
Daly City was a tough place.
It was still is a rough place. Even back then, it was a rough place. And then my uncle was, he was in Daly City with my dad. They actually worked together, and then he went on to be a captain at Novato Police Department.
Okay. Well, got kids?
Yes. Yeah, two kids. And that's why we're here. A great place to grow up, and we love the Reading area.
Would you recommend to your children to look at the law enforcement?
You know, it kind of goes back and forth, and I would. It's been a great career for me. It's provided very well for my family, and grew up in that law enforcement family. It's a great family environment. We take care of each other. Like I said, it's been a great career for me. It's one of the few jobs that it changes all the time. Every couple years, it seemed like I moved to a new position. I had the opportunity to work in investigations and have a canine. I've been on the SWAT team since very soon in my career. I think I had 2 years on when I came on the SWAT team, and rode a motor for a couple years, and then as a sergeant got to ride a motor and go back to investigations. And so it's been a great career, one of the few that every few years you get to do something.
You know, that was the thing about the military, was that we tell people, never make that decision to get out at the duty station you're at. Wait till the next one, because, you know, everybody can run into a problem someplace, but I never had the, you know, I might have had a job for 2 years, maybe 2.5 years, and commanding officers go through and your people go through, but you're always being challenged with something new there.
Yep.
And you're always growing, and you got to take those opportunities like that.
And so the job has changed, but when I came into the job, my dad was worried about me going in because it had changed so much since he started in law enforcement. And I think it's the same thing for me if my boys decided to go into law enforcement. It's just a different job now than when I started, and it's going to continue to change. And that's what I tell our new officers that come in.
It's evolving, constantly evolving. We talk about Marines, but also the police. We're society also.
Correct.
And you know, we're people just like everybody else. We have a different job, and you have a tough job, and it's something that it's more than a job. First of all, it's almost like a calling, because you give up a lot to
Correct.
Be a policeman.
And the thing that I would tell my boys is, you know, that it's important to select the right department. Because that's the biggest thing. And the Reading Police Department it's a great department that I'm very proud of, very proud to work for, and a great community that supports our police department.
I think this community does. It's a tough job, and I think people understand that. Now, I have a report in the chat room. Did you see that? About a calf is in the road at Churn Creek. This was just a few minutes ago. Cherry Creek Road and Meadowview Drive. I don't know if that's true. It could be allegedly. It's out there, but somebody put that on the air. We're here with Lieutenant Bruce Barner. I'm sorry, Bruce Barner, Captain Select. He's taken over the patrol division, which is all those guys and girls out there driving around and making sure we're safe on the streets as much as they can do. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. If you need somebody to repair your watch, this is the one that the other jewelry shops go to or they send their watches to, is Four Winds Jewelry, plus the fact they've got an extensive array of jewelry ranging from estate jewelry to Native American jewelry and more. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Brian Barner.
Let down.
old, it's broken, and it's out of date, and worth a lot of money. More than likely, you have gold jewelry items sitting in a drawer or jewelry box that's worth a lot more than you think. At the Gold Mart, our trained expert buyers inspect, identify, and evaluate all sorts of salvageable gold items for free. You're assured of a fair offer and immediate payment with no pressure or hassle. We make selling or trading your old unwanted jewelry and coin collection items a fast and easy experience. A trusted Reading business since 1985. The Gold Mart, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
With the gold market at a six-year high, you may have hundreds to thousands of dollars or more hidden away. For over 30 years, the Gold Mart has served the North State with free, honest, no-pressure appraisals of your coins, jewelry, diamonds, or broken gold. Whether you're looking to purchase or sell gold and silver bullion, or you have jewelry, gold, platinum, and diamonds, the Gold Mart is your answer. Open 6 days a week. No appointments necessary. See the business with the reputation of Redding's best gold and silver dealer. The Gold Mart, 1191 Hilltop Drive, Redding, across from Country Kitchen.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio for the past 10 years. Looking for our next 10 years right here at 1326 Market Street. Everything's changing downtown, and we're going to be getting into that later on this week. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster is another advertiser that's been with us for the whole 10 years. You're not going to find a better guy, Jeff Wurst, who's going to repair your windshield, that little bitty chip in it, or crack over 2.5 feet in length. When you see people on the side of the road wanting to fix the chip or crack in your windshield, you might want to think about that. You're putting your family's life in that person's hands in case that window cracks. Jeff is not going to waste your time. He's going to fix it. He guarantees it for life. And if he can't fix it, he'll just tell you. He's a true professional. Check him out at 3208 South Market Street. Stop in there or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We are here with Lieutenant Brian Barner. And yeah, he put the name Bruce in my head, and that's all I've been trying to get out. Brian Barner, who is in charge of the Patrol Division, he's been selected for captain. You'll be pinning those on, what, in the next couple of weeks? Or
Sunday is the change of the pay period, and it'll be official, official.
There you are. Now, when you have these, when you get promoted like that, do you, everybody gets promoted, do you, like, pool your money, the difference between, the lieutenant's pay and the captain's pay for a party for everybody, like we do in the military?
I'd have to check with my wife on that. It all goes to her.
Well, I just, my wife just checked in with me this morning, too. Linda's on assignment this morning trying to get everything finished, the final touch-ups on the house and all that. So, now, we said earlier that this is National Coffee with a Cop Day.
Correct.
And we have that.
Correct.
Right here in town.
Yeah. Placer and Buenaventura, the Starbucks, 11 to 1 today. Myself and Chief Schuler and several of the officers of the Reading Police Department will be up there. And so we invite the community to come up, and we're there to answer questions and to talk to the community about the police department.
Should they bring donuts?
We've evolved. We're more into the protein bars and
That's true. You know what? The guys on the and the guys and girls on the police department, Reading Police Department, are in good shape.
Correct.
I haven't seen a big one. I haven't seen one that could every so often you see them. You go, the guy can't run me down.
Yeah.
But your guys and girls look like you're ready to fight.
Physical fitness is huge in this job, because when the day-to-day job, when you get out of that patrol car, that bad guy is sizing that officer up as soon as they get out. Just like you said, can I get away? Can I outrun this guy?
Can I take
or gal?
Or can I take them?
Yeah, exactly. How does their uniform look?
Well, that's a big thing too, Lieutenant. That the difference between when you came on and now, and the people that you come up against, how's that changed?
Changed immensely. The respect for law enforcement and officers has changed a lot. Now it seems like the bad guys are not afraid to take us on and fight with officers. And so on a daily basis.
Why do you think, and people don't realize this, but at any one time, like 10% of your officers are down for injuries.
Correct.
Some of them are things like long-term, that back or something, but a lot of your guys and girls are injured fighting.
Yes. Yes. It's very violent on the street. Our officers are constantly, it's not a day doesn't go by that they're in a violent encounter and fighting with people.
You never hear about it.
Yeah, we try to do our best to get it out on social media and to let the public know through our Facebook page when we have these incidents. But it doesn't get out all the time because it does happen often. Mm-hmm. And it's just I think it's just the society has changed and how law enforcement is looked at that these criminals are willing to take on the officers and to fight with them.
You just had an officer come back on active duty, I think. Was that at Shasta College? Or she's still...
From injury. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, y'all went in there to take a guy out of an office. The guy was obviously something wrong with him. And the fight was on.
Correct.
Inside the office. So
correct.
It was hard to maneuver.
Yes.
In that. So she was, it must have been 6 months.
Yeah, she just returned. The other officer that was involved in that is still out.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I just actually had coffee with her prior to coming in here. She's getting ready to go in for another surgery. But she is back working, and she's one of our school resource officers. And it's good to have her back. But, yeah, she's
another
still
Another surgery.
Correct. Yeah, correct. She's
All this
she's
happened still... in a period of, 2 minutes or something, right, once the fight started. Was it a long, drawn-out affair, or was it just really quickly violent?
It was quick and violent, and it was three officers and one guy that had he had extensive training in fighting, and so he was willing to take on the officers, and it didn't matter if it was a male or female officer. He was going to go out and do his best to injure those officers.
And see, this is what people don't realize, is that, we lost two officers for 6 months. And one's longer. You're saying he's still not back yet.
He has not been back and still going through surgeries to repair. He had some injuries that still need extensive work, unfortunately.
Whatever happened to the guy?
You know, I don't know. Obviously, he was taken to jail, but he was still alive.
Which
he was, yeah.
At a certain point, you know, when you've got three officers trying fighting for their lives at that point. I wonder if he's still in jail.
Yeah.
I would hope he'd be in jail.
I would hope so, too.
But we don't know. And that is what's so frustrating to everybody around here. I mean, and I know it must be. What do you tell your officers? You're in a leadership position. What do you tell your officers when they pick up somebody that's been stealing? You picked them up for the 15th time. How do you keep the morale up?
Our job is to go out there and be the front line. If we have to take them to jail 15 times, we take them to jail 15 times. If we have to take them 20, we take them 20. Their job is to go out there and you know, find the people that are affecting this community and affecting the quality of life in this community. And
you live in this community, so that gives you all, you know, you guys got to buy in.
Correct. And I've been here for a long time, and, you know, every day that I drive by the parks and, you know, and see what's happened to the parks and downtown, it's frustrating. It's frustrating what the state has done with the decriminalization, but...
Oh, no, we haven't even gotten into the – you know what? We haven't even touched the surface of what they're doing. I mean, AB 109 was bad, and 47 and 57, which we voted in ourselves. But these new laws, I don't even think we touched the surface. I think that they're going to be doing things that it's going to be, you know, it's going to be open carry for everybody just to protect their own homes. And through nothing that the police are not doing, but – they just keep turning people loose. That's the other part of the morale thing. You arrest them 15 times, but you know that the next time you turn around, something else is happening.
Correct. And
what do you
we
what
do
you
have
tell
we do have success stories though with these constant criminals that are out there doing nonviolent crime, and so they are not in, they don't hold them in custody, but eventually we do get them on something that has some teeth and they will hold on to them.
Bundling the charges. I heard that one. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
We've got 56 different charges on this person. He's going to go to jail.
And we've started the chronic offender program where, you know, we pick our top three and there's been agreements made that they're going to hold them and they're going to make them stay in. And so just holding three people has made a change for us because those three people were 200, 300, 400 calls just on that one person that we're handling. So if you think about that over a year, how much time that allows the officers for just a few people. It's a very small population that are creating the majority of our problems.
Okay. Now that leads. Oh, by the way, you got some accolades in here that y'all ran off a new homeless camp that started in somebody's neighborhood, and they said thank you.
That's great.
I just wanted to say thank you. Let me see what else. Okay, they're calling people about the calf out on the road. Anyway, we're glad that we can help with that, help our police with that kind of work, keeping the calves off the road.
That's good.
That's good.
Only in Reading.
Only in Reading. There's an angry skunk in the backyard, officer. Would you mind going taking care of that?
Yep.
You get calls. You must get calls on all types of things.
All the time.
Did you tell people you can handle your own skunk, lady?
we'll send the firemen out.
Yeah, you know what? We've got to take a break. Let's talk about firemen and policemen. Is there a good-natured rivalry?
Absolutely. I was with the fire chief last night. We were out national night out, double up, and we have a great relationship with the fire department, not only Reading Fire Department, but Cal Sure. Fire and County Fire, because we're a team, and we all need to stick together, and it's all about public safety, and so we all have that service to the community, so we all get along
well. Do you make jokes that they're all gourmet cooks?
Oh, absolutely.
And they develop their biceps by combing their hair?
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Oh, yes.
We had, years ago, a comedian came in for the, it was a Paisano night or something like that, and it was a policeman out of San Francisco. And I swear, everybody in the place was rolling around laughing, and he's making these jokes. He says, you know, here I am going into a burning building to save somebody, come out, and people throw rocks at me. You know, firemen show up. They're all giving them, you know, like drinks and hugs and all this for doing the same job.
Yep. But they've got some good jokes on us, and we've got some, but it's all in good fun. And,
of course it is.
At the end of the day, we all work together, and we all take care of each other.
And, you know, our first responders. and you've got to. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, another local bank right here in town at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's Grill. And, of course, their headquarters at 192 Hartnell Avenue. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. But Cornerstone Bank invites you how they move local dreams forward. And they've done it with so many different businesses and so many different families. So you can, if you go down to either one of those branches, they're going to show you how all this can happen. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Brian Varner, Reading Police Department.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And now, back to our show.
Look like cops and robbers. Cops and robbers.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 10 years as your talk radio station. 8:34 in the morning here on the 2nd, about going on 50 degrees, going up to 74 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Right now, BNT Satellite for our first responders and for our active duty and reserve and veterans of the military. They've got a special plan down there. It's called the Stars and Stripes package that no receiver or plan restrictions, free movies. They've got all types of things on this, plus gift certificates. Only at BNT Satellite is going to happen. Don't call the 800 number. Call the local guys, 241-3474, 241-DISH, a veteran-owned business right here in Redding. I'm here with Lieutenant Brian Barner, who has just been promoted to captain. He's going to pin him on this weekend. I asked him about the wedding down party, and he says he has to ask his wife about that, which is really the good answer.
That's right.
That's the only answer.
I'm sure she's listening.
Yeah, I tried to, I explained to him how the wedding down party works and all this. He understands. He grasped it right away. But if you'd like me to, I can write it all out for your wife, saying this is something that has to be done. It brings on, it starts morale. The morale just starts building when you hear the wedding down party that happens. Everybody comes from all over for these. Anyway, you're taking over the patrol division, which is all the men and women out there on the streets.
Correct.
Now, they just passed yesterday at the Board of Supervisors. They're going to put this 1 cent sales tax on the ballot. It's got to take 66% to get it. It's going to be tough, but doable. We talked about the morale of your officers, how they're arresting some of these people 100 times, 200 times. And that, what impact will this have, immediately on the police department?
Well, the police department would receive approximately just over $4 million out of the 1% sales tax, which translates, Chief Shuler has sat down and worked out, what that translates to the police department. And it translates to 25 new employees, officers, CSOs, support staff, which for a department that has 106 police officers and 11 CSOs.
Will that bring you back up to pre-2007 numbers then,
correct.
I would imagine?
Yes, and then some.
Okay.
So actually we would go up.
Does that include equipment?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, part of that
cars,
equipment, and then also the support staff for hiring all those people.
Yeah, that's not. And by the way, that's not going to happen overnight. That could take a couple years easily. Yeah.
Yes, the hiring process is a long process because we want to get the right people in the positions, and so we have very high standards for our hiring. It adds officers to each shift. It adds CSOs to each shift in the patrol division. Also puts a full-time bike team in the downtown River Trail area, four officers and a sergeant.
Are we still using North State Security out there?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The Downtown Business Association still uses North State Security. And then our MPU officers are downtown often.
Okay. Yeah. What they're doing is just another set of eyes out there on the trail to be able to get a hold of you all.
Yes.
There hasn't been a lot of problem on the trail lately, has there? I mean, as far as civilians go?
No. And historically, there hasn't been.
Yeah.
And our River Trail system is safe, but we remind people to always be vigilant. Last night at National Night Out, I was asked by a lady if it was safe to walk the River Trail by herself. And I told her, I said, I wouldn't tell my sister or my wife to go out and walk alone. And, I think that it's safe. I think they could, but always have somebody with you, especially in the river on the
trails
around town.
I think those days, even here in Redding, of a lady, a woman running or something early in the morning or later in the evening is gone. I mean, 99% of the time, she's going to be fine. But I'm just like you. I would not recommend somebody do that. Go with another person.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be fine.
It's an unfortunate that times have changed, but you need to be vigilant and be safe, and so take your dog, take your friend with you. And
we have a friend who's got a very well trained. What's the kind of dog that you all use in the police?
We use strictly German Shepherds, but there's the Malinois.
Yeah, that's the kind she's got.
Yeah,
and he failed out of police school, but now that dog can do anything. The dog walks backwards.
That's great.
Oh yeah, and in fact, when you come into the house, the dog's watching you until she gives a certain word or something, and then he becomes your friend. But he's just watching.
That's great.
Okay, so River Trail, again, it's something that if you're walking on it, like you said last night, somebody asked you about it, it's something for two women. Maybe it's a two or three, you get your group out there, and you're not, it's, like you said, historically, it's been really safe. And I think we had, a few years ago, we had a couple incidents, but still, you wouldn't recommend somebody walk it by themselves.
Correct, and a random act of violence is very rare also. We have had a few incidents, but the majority of those have worked out to be somebody that person knew. So just a random act of violence or a crime against somebody is a rare thing.
The new law they just passed about reasonable versus necessary. Are you familiar? You're probably familiar with that.
Yes.
What's the difference there? I know that all the police organizations were against it to begin with, and that they changed some of the wording in it. And from what I understand is it used to be is for use of deadly force, it's what would the reasonable officer do in that situation. Now it's, was it necessary to use deadly force? What's the difference here?
You know, we do our force options training. We have a great program with our force options machine that we run our officers through, and it's actually a regional machine simulator that we use for the training for all agencies in our region. And so we constantly train on use of force and when the appropriate time to use force is. So it did change. It, originally, how it first came out was the reason that law enforcement and police agencies and sheriffs were against it is because it almost made it where the officer had to wait until somebody had shot at him before he actually protected
himself. Well, that was some of our rules. We had to wait till we got shot at.
Yes.
In one area we were at, you know, you can't just shoot at them. And then we got those things changed, you know, just because they had a rifle.
Yeah, correct.
So, but that's changed.
So it went through the process. Yeah, it went through the process through Sacramento, and they went back and forth, and like they do down there, and I think they made the right decision. So for our officers, how the use of force has changed, it hasn't changed the way that we do business. Mm-hmm. As far as reasonable and necessary, we look at it as that's the way we were doing it all along.
Okay. Well, that's why I thought, you know, when you get into this isn't something that came out of the blue. I mean, it's not Dodge City anymore. And you're in a combat zone, but you're not into a weapons-free combat zone like I'm used to. So that type of training has always been going on. And I would wish some of our leaders or some of the ones that have a problem with this go through this trainer.
Absolutely.
And just see how fast it can escalate. I've gone through that trainer with the Highway Patrol, and it gets bloody in there.
And we do open it up. We do bring citizen groups in, and we just did one for the district attorney's office, and it's very eye-opening for those people when they go through it. The decisions that need to be made split second when your adrenaline's going and your life's on the line. It's much different than reading about it in the paper or watching a video on YouTube. A week later.
Or something, well, it's even worse than that, a year later.
Correct.
When it comes up to trial. And those are the things that always concern me. It's not what happens right then or after, during the investigation. It's a year later when the lawsuit comes up that now people are going back and picking it apart. And with the proposed one, until it changed, like you said, you almost have to be shot at before you can return fire.
Yes.
And that's just that was just putting our men and women in too much danger. I don't know where they come up with these things. You also have something that's coming on. It's where you have to fill out a five-page every time you stop somebody. What do they call that?
RIPA.
RIPA.
Yeah.
Have you started? You don't start that yet.
2022.
Because it goes by size of departments. But I saw that when I was working with the Highway Patrol that, I mean, this is going to cost you all the equivalent of man years.
Yeah.
This one piece of paper. It's not one piece of paper. It's like five pieces of paper.
For every contact that's made, the officers need to fill out. And it's quite extensive on what they need to fill out on that stop. And
including a written narrative.
Yes. Yeah. So, but we're no stranger to paperwork. That's the That's not what we all get into the job for, is to do the paperwork. But, you know, if that's the change we need to do, that's what
we do.
How
many hours a day is paperwork, would you say, for your officers on patrol?
You know, every officer is different. Every employee is different in how their time management. But, yeah, we've just changed over to a new records management system. Where a lot of officers are now typing their own reports as opposed to our dictation or handwriting. Mm-hmm. So we've come into the new century and have updated our computers and our computer system and our records management and got more of a paperless system.
Well, Chief Shuler is he's really into he understands the technical side of this and the innovations with technology and how it can be a force multiplier.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was the one for our department and the countywide kind of leading that records management program and that project, which is a huge project to go countywide, but a great project because it made us more paperless, more efficient. Our officers are more efficient in the field, and then also went countywide. So the Sheriff's Office, Anderson Police Department, the Reading Police Department are all in the same system. We're all integrated. And we're sharing information, which is what you want in law enforcement today.
Absolutely.
We need to be sharing information and working together.
Things are moving too fast. There's too much. Hey, we got to take a break here. We're with Lieutenant Brian Barner, who has just been promoted to selected for captain. We're pinning him on this weekend. So congratulations for that. He heads up the patrol division. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. That's where I go to buy guns because he's got a full selection of any type of firearm you might want. All the accessories, holsters, ammo, all of that. He prides himself on customer service and all of his. He's had guys there for as long as he's been open, which is about the same length of time, almost 10 years at Bastiani Arms. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. You can give them a call at 222-8222 to check out what they have, or just stop by. It's even better if you stop by. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Brian Barner.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and I'm having a great opportunity here to talk to Lieutenant Brian Barner. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? A lot of police hang out down there. We don't hang out anymore since they're doing the appointments. So you just go in and get your hair cut and leave. Yes, and I go down there every month and get trimmed. And so as I'm going through my long hair phase right now. We're here with Lieutenant Brian Barner. Just been promoted to, well, he's been selected for captain. He's going to be pinning him on this weekend. And I want to congratulate you on that. And this is a homegrown guy. He's from Reading, graduated from Enterprise?
Shasta,
sorry. Oh, yeah. Okay. From Shasta High School. Explorer.
And then moved on
at age 15 and went, you know, Shasta College and then been on the police force since he was 20. Is that kind of young to be a police? That is a lot of responsibility to lay on a 20-year-old.
Well, I look back and wonder what they were thinking when they did that. But yeah, still youngest to be hired at the police department at 20. So it was a funny. They had to check to make sure I could go into bars and on calls for service at the time.
I bet you got all types of welcome aboard.
Chief Blankenship was a little worried about it, but he gave me the green light.
Yeah, you know what? We have 18-year-olds taking out patrols, life and death, and it's how you're trained, and it's a lot of it depends on the person if you've got the mindset for that. We were talking during the break about concealed carry, and your thoughts on concealed carry.
I'm a supporter of concealed carry. I like that the sheriff is open about issuing those because it does involve a background check and it requires training. And through my career, I've done traffic stops and contacted many people that had concealed weapons permits, and they've always been good citizens and always had the right interests in mind. And if there's an issue with somebody that has a concealed weapon permit and has done something wrong, you know, we pass that on to the sheriff, and it's taken care of immediately by him. So I think that it's a good thing.
I think the sheriff has said there's never been a weapons or a firearms connected problem with the CCW. There could be other things, you know, driving under the influence or something like this. But when you if you pull over somebody and you've got a CCW, you recommend handing the person with the CCW handing over the permit along with the license, and then volunteering.
Correct. The last thing we want is somebody to open up their glove box or an officer to see, you know, a pistol in the waistband. Let that officer know, hey, I have a concealed weapons permit, and then the officer can give him direction on how to give him that permit and let him do his research. But at least that officer knows at that time.
It prevents misunderstandings.
Correct, because officers are – you know, we preach at the Reading Police Department officer safety, and with everything going on in today's society and officers, you know, constantly the violence against police officers. They're vigilant. And so get it out there that you have a concealed weapons permit. The last thing we want you doing is reaching for your wallet when you have your concealed weapon on your waistband.
And it can be seen because that friendly attitude changes dramatically in a microsecond.
Very quickly. And, you know, the officer, he needs to protect himself. He needs to go home at night. And that's what we tell our officers. They're well trained, like we talked about earlier with the the use of force training that we provide. I think we do a very good job with that at our police department. And but those officers, they need to go home at night, go home to their family and their kids, and officer safety is number one.
Absolutely. I want to remind everybody today up at the Starbucks on Placer Street up there, Placer and Bonaventure, you're going to be there from
11 to 1.
11 to 1.
Yep.
This is National Coffee with a Cop Day.
Correct.
You can ask questions to the police. I remember Roger Moore, on the last day he was here on the show before Roger left. Roger didn't leave. Roger's still here in town. He talked about concealed carry and how he encouraged people to be able to protect themselves because we can't be everywhere, or you can't be everywhere, and it's just there's danger out there.
Correct, and that's where there's the process to get a concealed weapons permit. And that's what I think is important instead of just open carry, that with a concealed weapons permit, that there has been a background check and there is training that person has gone through before they just take a firearm and hit the street with it.
Yeah. Okay. We only got a few minutes left. Your career has been everything from a motorcycle policeman twice. What's it like to be a motor cop?
It's a great job.
Is it a great job?
Except for the summertime when it's 115. That's the only bad part. But
did you ever park across the street here?
Maybe a few times. Maybe a few.
At this hotel right here?
Yeah.
At the Thunderbird?
It was a good spot.
Oh, it's a great spot because, you know, when the sun's not shining in here and we have the shades open, I'll see somebody pull in there. He's never in there for longer than 4 minutes, maybe. What are you looking for, the phones or the seatbelts or?
Everything and anything.
Anything. And, he does not stay there long.
It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, we just wave at him, and he's kind of like nods his head. Yeah, he's just looking. Yeah, target-rich environment.
Yeah, yeah, with cell phones and seatbelts and different violations. You know, the public drives around, the community drives around. They see everybody on their cell phone, and it's
infuriates me. I mean, yeah. I got my ticket, and I haven't, you know, I went to hands-free after that. But you see people doing things. I see people texting, driving through town. I'm going, this is just waiting. How many accidents do you think have something to do with that?
I think a lot. And you drive around, if you're at a stoplight and you look around, you're on the freeway and you pass people. I mean, it's very distracting, but it seems like a lot of people are doing it.
Yeah, well, I think there's even more serious penalties coming, too. My first one was like $100-something, but I think after that it goes up fast. I learned my lesson on that one. What do you want to tell people? We got like a minute and a half left. What do you want to tell people about our police department?
You know, we have a great department. I'm very proud of our department, proud to work for the Reading Police Department. It's been like a family for me. We have great people that work for the police department, and we truly care about the community. Our officers care about the community. And we see every day the issues going on with quality of life. A lot of us have grown up here and have come back because we care about this community. And so we will continue to work to make it better and make the quality of life better with our neighborhood police unit, our community work program officers that are out cleaning up graffiti and transient camps, our abandoned vehicle abatement. I mean, the amount of cars that we tow that are abandoned, it's amazing how many we tow and that blight that we pull off of the street every day so that our community looks better. But we have a great community that supports our police department. It's a very small population that we deal with every day that's the criminal element.
You said something I thought was really important. You have two sons.
Correct.
And you would recommend that they go into law enforcement depending on where they're going to be at.
Yeah, what department they go to.
Yeah, because someplace like here be okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and it all starts with the community support. Support your police officers. Everywhere I go, into restaurants, into coffee shops, people always thank us for what we do, and that makes
a difference.
It does. So if you have that chance, do that.
Okay, Yeah, we were here with Lieutenant Brian Barner, who is going to be a captain next time I see him, probably. Thanks for being with us today. And tomorrow, Thursday, Trish and I are going to go wild tomorrow. We have an author on about what's happening back in D.C. and how you can be impacted by